Jeremiah 24. Yahweh showed me, and behold, two baskets of figs set before Yahweh's temple, after that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had carried away captive Jeconiah, king of Judah, and the princes of Judah, and had brought them to Babylon. One basket had very good figs, like the figs that are first ripe, and the other basket had very bad figs, which couldn't be eaten, they were so bad. Then Yahweh said to me, "What do you see, Jeremiah?" And I said, "Figs, the good figs, very good, and the bad, very bad." Thus says Yahweh, God of Israel, "Like these good figs, so will I regard the captives of Judah, whom I have sent out of this place into the land of the Chaldeans for good. For I will set my eyes on them for good, and I will bring them again to this land, and I will build them and not pull them down, and I will plant them and not pluck them up. I will give them a heart to know me, that I am Yahweh, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, for they shall return to me with their whole heart." So the idea was that the captivity, the exile in Babylon, was supposed to reform the Jews. And God would confirm that. He would give them a heart to know him, because they will return to me with their whole heart. So I think you see there how God can work directly on the human heart or the human mind. And if somebody repents or returns to God with all their heart, God will give them a heart to know him, to have a relationship with him. And that is really what the Holy Spirit does today. And in other passages which talk about this new covenant that was possible for the exiles, it talks about God putting his Spirit in their hearts and giving them his Spirit, giving them a new heart. So fruit on the fig tree here represents spiritual fruit. And I think it's the same in the parable that Jesus told when he said, "Look, here's a special sign that I'm about to come, that the generation that sees the beginnings of fruit on the fig tree will not pass away until all is fulfilled." So this didn't really happen at the time of the restoration because the Jews didn't really repent, as you see from the book of Esther. They got all assimilated and wealthy and in the good life and popular. Very few of them did return, and very few of them returned to God in the sense of repenting. But these things will come ultimately true, because in the last days, hopefully in our days, there will be fruit on the fig tree. That is, there will be repentance in Israel. And this will be the sign that the generation that sees that won't pass until all is fulfilled. That's why I say, go out to Israel or go to Jewish people and preach to them, and you will hasten the coming of Jesus. As to the bad figs, which can't be eaten, so will I give up Zedekiah, king of Judah, and his princes, and the residue of Jerusalem who remain in this land, and those who dwell in the land of Egypt. I will give them up to be tossed back and forth among all the kingdoms of the earth for evil. I will send the sword, famine, and the plague among them until they be consumed. So the sufferings of the invasion, etc., were not going to help, unfortunately, the royal family. They were going to remain bad, and they were going to be bad figs. They weren't going to bring forth spiritual fruit, and they were not going to be restored. Whereas the idea was that the good figs were those who would go to exile, repent of their sins, and come back. Yet Ezekiel was one of those people who was with the exiles, and you read his prophecies, and you see what he was up against. They were saying, "Oh, this is not fair. We didn't do anything wrong. It was our ancestors who sinned, and we're suffering because of that. God's not fair." And so they didn't actually repent. They didn't see their own personal need for repentance. And so, as I say, these wonderful things didn't happen as they could have done, but they will do finally in the last days when there is fruit on the fig tree again.